You know, we were talking about, you know, somebody died. We were saying earlier, like in a traffic accident. You know, any other ways of saying that kind of, you know, sometimes when they try to be polite about saying, instead of somebody died, they'll say somebody
got killed. What do you, is that why you?
Yeah, and you know, sometimes older people might say they passed
on. Or
yeah,
passed
right, yeah. Okay, if you did not know the cause of a person's death, you'd say, I don't know what he
died from.
Okay, the place where people are buried is called?
Cemetery.
And, you know, sometimes in cemeteries they have a
tombstone.
And then they'll have tombstones, and then they'll have these next, like, building sort of things where they, you know what those are called?
Oh, I know the name. If you tell me, I
mausoleum.
Okay.
A man who I don't know what you call what he does. A man who fixes, like when somebody dies, who fixes them in the, you know, and everything for burial. Would
caretaker.
Okay. Caretaker. Yeah. Do you know undertaker? Or.
No, caretaker, undertaker. Yeah.
We the same thing.
Yes.
How about one of those things that. Like a, it's kind of like a big long car, a limousine sort of thing. That you know when they put the
funeral car.
Okay, you know hearse. Do you know that?
Yes,
word?
Hearse.
Okay. The box that people are buried in.
Coffin. This is getting terrible. Now.
I know it's getting worse. Well, this is almost over.
Yeah.
That part. When somebody dies, the ceremony that they have is called a
funeral.
And when people are dressed all in black, they say they're in
mourning.
If somebody's troubled about something, you'd say, oh, it'll come out all right. Just don't
worry.
Mm-hmm. The disease that people get in their joints that makes them...
Arthritis.
Mm-hmm. And this is disease, people don't have it anymore. They have shots for it. But it's a kind of shot that people get.
Diphtheria?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you did know that word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say it for me.
Diphtheria.
I'm surprised you know that. It's such an old
disease. I don't know what it does, but
yeah.
I've heard of it.
I bet it's a disease that makes people's skin turn yellow. Yellow.
Cancer.
Do you know yellow jaundice?
No, but cancer turns people yellow is what I've heard.
If somebody has to have their appendix taken out, you'd say they have an attack of
appendicitis.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is gross again. If somebody ate something that didn't agree with them, they couldn't keep it down, they said they had to go
vomit.
Do you know, know any other words besides vomit?
Pig.
Oh, okay. Now, if a person needed to vomit and they wanted to tell you where they were sick, they'd say, I'm sick.
My stomach hurts? What are you saying? I mean, is that what you want to know?
Well, what
I'm sick to my stomach?
Right, sick to my stomach.
All right.
Okay, very good. We're off that now. If a boy and girl were wrong, this has got to do totally different subject now. This has got to do with dating and marriage and stuff like that. If a boy and girl were getting kind of serious about each other and they were not dating any other people, you'd say they were
going steady or engaged.
Right, okay. And if they were going steady, they would say that they'd call him her
boyfriend, girlfriend.
Right, boyfriend and girlfriend. Right, very good. Now, like if they were at a party or something, like a dance maybe, and he had a car, and he might ask her, well, could I, you know, if he wanted to accompany her home, he'd say, may I
take you home? Mm-hmm.
And then like if he came in with lipstick on his car, his little brother might say,
I don't know how you'd say that.
Kissing or I don't know what.
You've been out with another girl, I guess. I wouldn't know
how
to say it.
Kissing or
I got kissing around or something.